Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Where'd you get those shoes?
Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
All right, 6:45, quarter till 7, Tommy Tucker, WWL. It is snow day. We're tracking a winter storm, historic snow in New Orleans, presented by Craig's Electrical and Generator Service. We'll keep you updated on all the latest. And you stay home, but please call or text us at 504-260-1870 and let us know what's going on in your neighborhood. We can share this experience together. Tweet from Peyton Malone. As we get closer, we're seeing trends of more snow, especially with heavy bands. It can't be overstated how rare this will be. Snow-packed roads will make travel impossible for a few days. Keep in mind, Peyton Malone is the master of understatement. So coming from him, this gets my attention. Also, winds will be gusts, so it wouldn't be shocking to see snowdrifts that are feet tall, have plenty of food, water, blankets, ride out the snowstorm 2025. Winter storms ramps tonight with heaviest snow during the day-to-day. Colonel Jacques Thibodeau joins us now, Director of the Governor's Office of Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness, GOSEP, to give us an update. Good morning, Colonel. How are you?
Good morning. How's it going today?
It's okay. I got a kid that lives in Ruston, and I received some video of a line of snowplows that were headed south. You guys are on top of this, aren't you?
Yes, we are. We started working it roughly 9 days before the event and then really ramped it up on Saturday once the National Weather Service began to give us the updates, as well as Jay Grimes, our own state climatologist. So we're well prepared for what we're going to face.
Tell me what you are expecting, and then take us throughout the state.
Well, first off, the it came in earlier than we thought it did. We thought that it would hit around 5 a.m., and really at 3 a.m. this morning, the snow really started rolling in Lake Charles. And now the snow is all the way from Lake Charles to Baton Rouge. And for the first time in the history, Lake Charles has a blizzard warning, and it's due to 35-mile-an-hour winds that they're having there. So it is moving across the state quicker than we expected, and it triggered the Louisiana Department of Transportation and Development and Louisiana State Police to begin closing interstates and bridges across the Mississippi River. So you're starting to see all those elevated portions of the interstate and then interstates itself begin to close.
For people that are thinking about going somewhere, your words would be what? I guess don't?
Oh, absolutely. You hit it on the head right at the beginning of the segment where you just stay at home because the biggest risk to life or getting yourself hurt is to get out on the roads. And if you have a question as to how it looks, we have a website called virtual.la.gov. And it talks about all the road closures, talks about the winter advisories, the warming centers. But this is a significant event. This snow that we will see and the freezing temperatures will be in excess of 40 hours. So please take this seriously. Just stay home. And as the governor said, get a pot of gumbo and ride this thing out for the next 2 days.
Talk about the, if you will, Colonel, we're talking to Jacques Thibodeau, the director of the Governor's Office of Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness, about some equipment. Was that accurate with the video I saw of snowplows coming from the northern part of the state? Because while this is new to southern Louisiana, you guys deal with this with the state in northern Louisiana from time to time, don't you?
Yes. So what we use is what's called the Emergency Assistant Compact, which is called EMAC is the acronym. And we requested these snow vehicles from the state of Arkansas. So Governor Huckabee Sanders and Governor Landry had worked out a EMAC agreement, and that we have received 46 snow vehicles, either snow plows or brine trucks or salt trucks, along with the personnel that have the expertise to do that, to help us clear all the roads. It's pretty interesting to see. And I told my counterpart in Arkansas, I said, hey, look, we've never seen these before, so we'd like to keep them through Mardi Gras and use a couple of them in our parades.
That would be a pretty neat thing. Actually, are they going to let you do that or not?
No, he won't let us do it.
That would be awesome.
At a minimum, I asked. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, the video I saw, it's like some kind of tractor-looking thing with what looks like a front-end loader or some orange scraper on the front that I guess is to move snow off, right? And you're anticipating using these things where? Where have they been deployed, Colonel?
Okay, so they can move 12 inches of snow at a time off a road. These crews are very experienced. We anticipate that we will use these on the state roads all the way from Lake Charles through Baton Rouge and into New Orleans and then on the North Shore. So when they came, they initially came in and staged at Crotch Springs, and now they are displaced all the way across the state with our Department of Transportation assets, and they are actually working. They started working last night. They are salting and brining the roads, and they are clearing the roads. So it is impressive to see these trucks actually on the road clearing snow in Louisiana. I've never seen it before in my life in Louisiana, and it's impressive to see these vehicles work.
What is the biggest concern that you have right now?
Well, the biggest concern, again, as we talk about, if everyone can just stay off the roads, obviously our main priority in a weather event like this is to save lives. So our biggest concern is just tell everyone, just stay off the roads. And then the concern that we have is the amount of time that the cold weather will be here. We will be below freezing temperatures in some areas as much as 40 hours, getting 2 to 5 inches of snow. And in some pockets, you may get 8 inches of snow. Now, that's bad, okay? But the good news of that is it's snow and it's not sleet. Sleet turns to ice. Ice gets on the trees fall on the power lines, and then we have major problems. So right now, our internal viewpoints look like this will remain as snow, and we're hoping, based on the fact that it moves so fast, that we will get some sunlight today about 3 or 4 o'clock, or at least get it clear to where we can get DOTD to catch up from 3 o'clock this morning all the way to this afternoon.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Top Sirloin Steak, $4.99 per pound. Mix and match 1 pound strawberries or 6 ounce blueberries, raspberries, or blackberries. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Exclusive digital deal of the week. Lucerne shredded, sliced, or chunk cheese, 6.84 to 8 ounce varieties, $1.97 each. Limit 4 items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
When it comes to, and I'm just trying to drill down on this a little bit, Colonel, I'm going to let you know because I let you go because I know you're busy, but I'm trying to drill down a little bit on precipitation, the different types, and the black ice on the roadway and what leads to what combined with the temperature. So you're saying that the snow is better than the other types of precipitation as it relates to black ice, or am I conflating that?
No, you're right. The snow is better. Okay, so if you think about Louisiana, we have large bodies of water everywhere, and we have tremendous amounts of condensation on the ground. So what you're seeing here now is the precipitation is actually coming from the Gulf. That's why it's only from the central Louisiana area south. It's coming off of the Gulf, so you have condensation that's on the ground, and you have precipitation that's in the air, and what you're seeing here is the precipitation, the cold nature of where we are, is it's snow. And it doesn't give the – it's going to remain cold for so long that it doesn't give the snow a chance to melt and turn into black ice. The biggest – one of the biggest recommendations we receive from Arkansas is to allow your commercial 18-wheeler traffic to continue to run on your interstates because that will clear the roads itself. Those large 18-wheelers will clear the roads. So when we're talking about precipitation, the snow is what we're faced with, and it's just going to be so cold that it won't melt, and that's actually works in our favor. It just everywhere off of the roads, you're going to have anywhere from 5 to 8 to 12 inches of snow that will accumulate, and that's the problem. So you hit the nail on the head. Precipitation and snow is better than sleet and ice.
And what are we anticipating as it stands now, to be clear?
Well, for the listeners that are out there that are all the Baton Rouge and North Shore and Bayou River parishes in New Orleans metro area, you're going to look at it's going to be anywhere from 2 to 5 inches of snow, and you're looking at possibly in some of the pockets you will see 8 inches of snow. And then what you're going to have it for is about 40 hours. Right now, we're in the 20s, and the wind chill feels like in the teens, but it's going to get colder, and it will be, in some places, it will be in single digits. So that is why we're just preaching to everyone, just stay at home. Please don't put the first responders at jeopardy where they have to come get you out because you're out and about. If you have to work, you have to slow down 20 miles an hour and stay to the surface streets. Do not get on any of the elevated roads.
Thank you, Colonel. We'll talk to you again soon. I know you're busy. Thank you. I appreciate your time. Colonel Jacques Thibodeau, Director of the Governor's Office of Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness, GOSEP. Very valuable information. There's some interesting insights. 655, 5 till 7. Traffic now, WWL.